Thank you for the introduction. Good morning, everyone. My name is Yunfei. I'm from University of Saskatchewan in Canada. I'm working in Dr. Rosalyn Bucher's lab. The title of my presentation is The Impact of Severity and Timing of Heat Stress on the Reproductive Development in FUP. FUP is a very important economic crop in Canada because Canada is the largest global producer and exporter of FUP. FUP is a major pulse crop in Saskatchewan. From this pie chart, we can see that last year, 52% of the pulse crop grown in Saskatchewan is FUP. FUP is also the leading alternative crop to wheat and canola due to its nitrogen fixation property. FUP is very good for human consumption and livestock feed because their seed have very rich content of protein and carbohydrate. Heat stress is a challenge in the global agricultural production because heat stress can reduce the pollination, cause the abscission of flowers and the pod. All of these factors can result in a yield loss in the legume crops. And the effect of the heat stress can be varied depending on the timing, duration, and the severity. And this statement is going to lead into my hypothesis today. My research hypothesis is that heat stress will negatively affect the reproductive development when the temperature value above a certain threshold. And second, certain reproductive stage may be more sensitive to heat stress compared to other reproductive stage. The objective of my study is to determine the critical daytime temperature threshold and also to determine which reproductive stage are more sensitive to heat stress. So my first research question is, what is the critical daytime temperature threshold? To answer this question, we selected two cultivars, CDC Golden and CDC Sage. These two cultivars, they have different yield performance in a field condition. So we selected these two cultivars and bring back to and test it under the controlled environment. So initially, all these plants, they grow in the control chamber. So when the flowers on the second fruiting node on the main branch are fully open, they were transferred to five different daytime temperature treatment with the constant daytime temperature at 24, 27, and 30 degrees, also the ramping daytime temperature at 33 and 36 degrees. And data collection including the in vitro pollen germination, pollen surface composition, pollen wall structure, and the CSAT parameters. And from these two figures, we can see that high temperature reduces the pollen germination and the pollen tube length. And at 36 degrees, we see that CDC Sage have higher pollen germination compared to CDC Golden. However, the pollen tube length did not differ between these two cultivars. And we use the MIR spectroscopy to look at the pollen surface composition. The picture on the left shows the morphology of the pollen surface under the scanning electron microscope. And the figures on the right shows the average spectra of the pollen surface composition. In this case, we specifically interested in the data in the lippy region because the pollen surface lippy may play a very important role in the pollen and the stigma interaction. And we conduct the secondary derivative calculation to highlight those peak with the change in the spectral data. We're also conducting a principal component analysis. And we can see that the red dot is CDC Sage, and the green dot is CDC Golden. And we found the pollen surface lippy of CDC Sage is more stable compared to Golden. So which might be one of the explanation why we see CDC Sage have higher pollen germination compared to Golden at 36 degrees. And with the techniques of the transmission electron microscope, we found the inner layer of the pollen wall, the Y layer, increase its thickness under the heat stress condition. So this might involve a protective mechanism. Under the stress condition, plants try to produce the thick in time to protect the sperm cell inside the pollen glands. So we observe heat stress reduce the pollen length, the number of seeds per pod, and the seed to ovule ratio, and this negative effect get more severe and obvious when the daytime temperature reaches 36 degrees. My second question is, which reproductive stage are more sensitive to heat stress? So I divided the few pea flowers into these five different stages, from very young flower bud to the large flower bud, and then to the fully open anthesis stage, and then to the pod development stage. And the anther dehiscence happened somewhere between stage number 2 and number 3, and it's about 12 hours before the flower reaches the anthesis, fully open stage. And we use the same cultivars in this experiment, CDC Golden and the CDC Sage. And this time we started the heat stress treatment earlier, about 3-4 days earlier compared to the first experiment. So when the flower bud, when they are first visible in the main branch, we started the heat stress treatment. And the data collection, including the pollen viability, using the fluorescent dye assay test, and we also observe the pollen stigma interaction and the CSAP parameters. And we collect the pollen grain from different stage and to test the viability. From this microscope graph, we can see that the total of the pollen grain, including the dead pollen and the viable pollen, and under the fluorescent light, we can see that the viable pollen shows the green color, and the dead pollen is in the dark blue and close to the background color. And we found the three-way interaction here. So at the flower bud stage, heat stress reduced the pollen viability in CDC Golden. However, it didn't happen in CDC Sage. And at control condition, we found the pollen from the anthesis stage have lower viability compared to the pollen grain from the bud stage. However, it didn't happen in CDC Sage. For CDC Sage, even the pollen grain has been released from the anther for several hours, the pollen viability still stays the same. And we use scanning electron microscope to look at the pollen and stigma interaction. And in the control plant, we can see lots of pollen grain germinated and attached on the stigma. However, under the heat stress condition, we didn't see a lot of pollen grain on the stigma, and a few of them germinate. One of the possibility here is that under the heat stress condition, and pollen grain did not anchor properly to the stigma, so they didn't stay on the stigma properly. And when we look at these two pictures, we can shows the control and the heat stress plant, and then the red arrow here point on the different node position of the reproductive node, and we found there's a lot of flower and pod abortion going on in the heat stress plant. However, when we move to the data on the right, we found overall heat stress increased number of the reproductive node, the total of the flower number, and then the lateral pod after the heat stress is gone. But because the flower abortion rate is so high in the heat stress plant, so at the end of the road, we observe there is a year reduction in the heat stress plant. And here we observe the heat stress delayed in the premature. So this plant never seeded on the same day. And when the control plant reached the maturity stage, but the heat stress plant did not. One of the possibility is due to the indeterminate type of the growth habit of the few pea cultivar. And when we compare these two experiments together, when we started the history of streamer a little bit earlier, we found there's a lot of abortion going on. However, when we treat the hysteres a little bit later, when the flowers on the second fruiting node are fully open, we didn't observe a significantly higher flower abortion rate. To conclude, temperature about 35 degrees is the threshold in FUP under the controlled environment when the hysteres effect get more severe and obvious. And we found at 36 degrees, CDC sage have higher pollen germination rate compared to CDC golden. One of the possibility is CDC sage have more stable pollen surface lipid compared to golden. And we also found hysteres increase the in-time thickness of the pollen grains. And we found hysteres seems to affect the younger visible flower more compared to the more advanced open flowers. And we observe hysteres shows a compensatory response. And thank you very much for listening. Any questions? Yes.
How many observations for the data?
For my this experiment is conducted in.
Yeah.
Both of my experiments have been conducted two runs in the growth chamber. So each run have four replications. So the data I show here is a replication for per treatment.
How many values compare? How many values? Because compare is two variables. How many media data?
For the pollen viability, we have five replication, and most of data here is have a replication. And then for some of the figure, I just shows the for example, like the flower abortion figure and the viability is consistent in this five replication. So I just select one of the replication shows here, but actually they do have been replicated for 5 to 8 times.